Episode 1, Research. The Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan is home to many important religious sites, including Mount Nebo, where Moses is claimed to have looked over the Holy Land, Bethany beyond the Jordan, where Jesus is said to have been baptized, Machaerus, the palace where, according to legend, John the Baptist was beheaded, and Qais, where Jesus was said to have performed the miracle of the Gadarene swine, and finally, Pella, where the Bible claims that Jacob wrestled with God all night in the form of an angel. Starting from the ancient world, Jordan was home to the city of Jericho in 9000 BCE, and since then it has witnessed the Ain Ghazal, Hyksos, Egyptian pharaohs, an invasion of the sea people, Alexander the Great, to the Roman Empire. In 718 CE, Jordan was ruled by the Abbasids, then the Crusaders, Ayyubids, Mamluks, and the Ottomans. After that, it was under British colonial rule until 1946. In the 20th and 21st centuries, Jordan played an active political role in the Middle East based on its geographical location. The rich and complicated history of Jordan is sometimes difficult to capture from east to west. The different cast of characters who participated in the conceptualization of this region make it hard to tell a concise and cohesive story. In this sense, I think the broader question I'm trying to ask you is, how can we discuss this complex and evolving history through its different eras and wildly unique personalities in a way that makes conceptual sense? Through my research of Jordan, I only have one answer. This unique and vibrant history is best captured in the maps of Jordan. Maps can be used to help discover lost civilizations. They depict the world in a simple way, while helping people visualize the sizes and shapes of countries and their location. While written histories may try and help you visualize a location and tell you a story behind it, they lack the clarity and detail that maps provide. In short, maps are used to represent the world in a simple way. Maps capture politics, religious, and cultural norms. They show us geographical descriptions of a history in a way that is sometimes a lot more clear than written history. On maps, boundaries are forced and politics are made explicit. More than written history, from a map, we can visualize, see what is important in terms of size, color, and exaggerations. During this podcast, I have met with several experts who have dedicated their lives to this cause. The experts include Maryam Ababse, a French and Algerian social geographer.
My motivation was to continue an academic tradition we have in France to create a thematics map with a lot of text.
Dr. Bellwald, a Swiss archaeologist who spent his career working in Jordan, specifically Petra.
When I had a close look on this map, I discovered that there is a very small icon, like we have it as a small icon in the computer, an icon clearly showing Petra.
Finally, Frank Jacobs, the founder of the Strange Maps blog.
The border of Jordan, of course, has a very interesting geography.
During my research, I realized that I was able to break Jordan's history into four main periods. First comes the ancient Bible period, which started from around the 6th century when the Madaba map, one of the oldest mosaic maps in history, was said to be built. Interestingly, many of the maps in this period focus on Palestine as a spiritual religious center, where the east of the Jordan, or the area of modern Jordan today, was given less importance in these maps. Then comes the early modern period, which began during the 16th century. In this period, all European maps depict the Holy Land as a location of salvation. This is represented in maps such as the Vitinian Bolognese d'Altieri's 1569 map. Simply naming maps like this is stupid and boring. You need to give details that are relevant rather than a name like this. After that comes the Ottoman and 19th century maps, in which administrative divisions of the Ottomans coincided with an elevation in scientific methodology and cartography. This period marked the beginning of the age where maps drifted towards the historical and more accurate. Finally comes the British colonial rule, which was marked by T.E. Lawrence, who created the hypothetical map, ultimately prophesizing the creation of what was then known as Transjordan, which eventually became today's Jordan. Throughout these vastly varying political regimes, the natural landscape of Jordan remained unchanged. I want to explore in this series how the interpretation of physical landscape on man-made maps are different depending on the map maker. Despite cartography being framed as a science, maps are unique and changing based on the map maker and how they are influenced by scholarship, culture, art, and more. I will zoom in on certain maps to look at their history of discovery, preservation, and how they were made as their stories influenced cartographers that came after them. To do so, I'll be drawing on Arabic to read source documents and read original maps, on history to discover and learn more about the political history of Jordan and its borders, on the social sciences to understand more about the politics of the situation and to be able to analyze the maps, and finally on art history to understand the various map forms such as the mosaic map in Madaba. Thank you for listening.